Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru podcast. We're going to go live on Instagram now to answer a couple of questions, so stay tuned. People will be jumping online in any minute now, and we'll get stuck into all of their questions. Heading into round 12 of the NRL season. G'day guys, welcome to the live. Send your questions in. Let's talk some footy. Got about 20 minutes, half an hour or so, so let's get stuck into it. Any questions you've got heading into round 12, send them through, Supercoach, whatever it might be. Shade, welcome on. Broncos Titans prediction for us. I've got your Broncos winning, mate. Elliot, welcome on. I think the Broncos will be too good against the Titans up there. I'm getting nervous as a South fan. You reckon Latrell and Murray can get us back on track? Yeah, I definitely think they can, mate. Two absolute superstars to come back into that side, Lucas. It is worrying side at the moment for South Sydney. There's no doubt about that. But I think when you get your full side back, I think you'll be okay. I still think Manly win the comp, Lachlan. Fair shout, each to their own. Storm bounce back tomorrow, or is their spine too damaged? I've obviously seen that Ryan Pappenhausen's already out. We saw that Harry Grant's been ruled out earlier tonight. That is a huge loss. Oh, I don't know. Hard to get a read on what's going to happen in this game. I think Melbourne probably do bounce back. I think Turbo's a huge loss. Obviously, it's down there at Amy Park, but fuck, they were far from impressive last week. But I think I'll have to take the Melbourne Storm down there. Do you think the Knights can beat the Warriors this weekend, Guru? Yes, I do, mate. I'm not confident of it. I think they should, considering the New Zealand Warriors lost their two main middle forwards this week. Newcastle, a bit hard to get a read on at the moment. I thought they were really good in the first half last week, obviously. But obviously, the second half, it just fell apart. But I think Brisbane is, you know, a quality footy side as well. So I do give the Knights a chance, mate. I think they should be favourites. I think I saw they were about $2.10 during the week, which I thought was really good value for them. From Gus_Malcolm, is Jazz Tavega a buy? I was actually fucking around with it today with Harry Grant out. I probably need to move Chris Randall on and go a week early on Jazz. I really wanted to see his minutes, but playing round 13 next week, I think he probably is, but I don't think he's a must-have sort of guy. I'm not sold on Reece Robson. I don't think he'll play 80 minutes as long as Granville's on that bench next week against the Titans. He might against the Cowboys, against the Panthers tomorrow, on Friday, sorry, but I just don't trust that he's going to play 80 minutes based on what Todd Payton's done so far this year. So, yeah, Jazz, I'm having a serious look at him, mate. Crichton to play winger for Origin over Toto. Nah, he'll play centre for me. Who's a must-buy this week? Supercoach must-buy is the Canterbury winger for me. Kiraz, he's a must-buy. How do you think Fogarty goes? Look, I'm going to reserve judgment on Fogarty. It's been a long time since he's played first grade. Obviously, been injured for a long time. So I think he'll definitely improve this Raiders side. He'll give them the direction that Frawley gave them a couple of weeks ago. But I'm going to give Fogarty a couple of weeks to ease his way into the game. I think Jack White, he'll probably get picked on the bench for Origin. So it's going to be a tough time for Fogarty. He's going to play one game with Jack, then he's going to go play Origin. It's going to be an interesting period for the Canberra Raiders over the next few weeks. Shane Flano to the Dogs. Looks likely. He probably is the best option. I would love to see Jimmy Dimmitt given a chance there, but Shane Flanagan, he's won a premiership. He's obviously can get the very best out of Kyle as well, so it makes sense. thoughts on Sloan Dragons news. Not overly shocking, to be perfectly honest with you. We sort of said this on Bloke and Bar a couple of weeks, so this is why I don't like the way that Sloan's been treated. Whether the mole is on the money or not remains to be seen, but where there's smoke, there's fire, and this one makes sense to me. What's been your passion behind starting a rugby league page? Just love the game, want to provide the platform that I would want. I am a rugby league fan that I wanted a few years ago that didn't exist. Storm or Seagulls? I got the Melbourne Storm, mate. How many assists do you think Mitch Moses finishes on this season? Hard to say. I think it'll be a heap, though. I don't know how many he's on right now, to be honest with you, mate. So I'd probably have to do some research and get back to you. It's Joey Manu, New Zealand fullback. I think he will be, mate. I just think he's so damaging when he plays fullback. He's lethal. So, yeah, if I was New Zealand, he would be my fullback. Just thinking about other options, he'd probably be my guy, though. Cows to cover the line. Yeah, I don't mind the North Queensland Cowboys with the line. I think it's like 14 points or something. I think it's something big off the top of my head. I'll have to have a look at that. I might be talking shit. But, yeah, I think the Cowboys will go very close. I don't think they'll win it, but I think they'll go very close. Is Katoni Stags Crichton regardless for New South Wales? I think so. I think at least one of them gets in, and personally I would be picking both of them. But there is a really good chance that Freddie picks Jack White at centre. I wouldn't do it personally, but I think Freddie will definitely consider it. If not, I think Jack will be in the 14 jersey. I can't see White missing out. What have we got? Thoughts on the Roosters this year? I think they'll go right. Yeah, they're finding their way, mate. Yeah, I don't know. I just think their middles are very tight. I know everyone's waiting for that click moment. I also think that they're struggling through the middle. Rhea Hargraves, he's a year older. He did so much work last year. It's ridiculous. You've got Renu Fatoni, who's injured for a couple of weeks now. I thought he would have come in by this point. Obviously, Lindsay Collins coming off an ACL. There's a lot going into that Roosters pack at the moment. You've now got Origin, where you're going to see, you know, Angus Crichton disappear for a couple of weeks. Potentially, Lindsay Collins disappear for a couple of weeks. Victor Radley injured now as well. So they're going through a tough little gig at the moment, the Roosters. Not as tough as last year, but you might see last year starting to take a toll on the Roosters now. It's a lot. Do you think Isako will brain it against the Broncos? Yeah, I think he'll have a good game, Isako. I think he's a quality winger. I don't like him at fullback, so I like that the Titans are chucking him out there on the sting. But I've got the Broncos winning this one. I've got them winning reasonably comfortably as well. Thoughts on Lodge playing club rugby? Yeah, strange one. Look like land of the fucking Giants with Matt Lodge running around there. Imagine showing up to your second grade rugby union game and seeing Matt Lodge standing on the other side of the park. I couldn't think of anything fucking worse. I don't know. I don't know if he's going to be playing NRL this year. I hope he is. I think he'd be a good get for a number of teams. We've seen the Manly Seagulls. There's rumours of him looking at houses down that way. The West Tigers, they released McKaylee the other day, so there's potential there. The Melbourne Storm could really do with him as well. So hopefully we do see him play somewhere. Yeah, I think him playing second grade rugby union would be a bit of a waste this year. Love your work with Beat Guru. Thanks, Dave. Appreciate that, mate. Silly to go Haas to Clement this week in Supercoach. Worried about Haas's minutes. Yeah, I'm worried about Haas's minutes too. It's a bit sideways if that's your biggest issue. Sure, but with round 13 next week and with neither Brisbane or Newcastle playing, I think it's a waste of a trade this week, mate. What have we got? Sharks versus Roosters, both weird recent form thoughts. Yeah, I think the Sharkies, they had to play a lot of games in a small amount of time. The flu went through their club as well. So, yeah, I feel a bit... I've also had injuries, the Sharkies, like injuries and suspensions. Will Kennedy's dropped out. Jesse Ramian's dropped out. Dale Finucane, he's copped a few injuries. You've had to bring Wade Graham back. He's probably a little bit underdone. And they went from being so good to all these changes and everything. So I don't think the Sharkies are in trouble. I think that they win this weekend against the Roosters. And the Chooks, I just think their middles are struggling a little bit. How do you think the Storm will change Sefe out, Warbrick in? No, mate, not this week. I saw Warbrick's actually been training with a vest on this week. I think he's still got some rib injuries. So Warbrick won't be coming in. I wouldn't be surprised to see Eisenhuth come in. He's still on the extended bench. Wouldn't shock me to see him come into the centres because I don't think Sefe is quite doing the job that they need at the moment. What do you think about Turbo out for the season? Devastating for Turbo, devastating for Manly, devastating for New South Wales. Devastating for the NRL and devastating for the Kangaroos too. We've got a World Cup at the end of the year and a real kick in the dick for all of our Supercoach teams. When you consider what Turbo did last year, devastating we won't see him again this season. But Yeah, it's one of those things, isn't it? It just sucks. Supercoach wise, does Randall have to go this week with Grant out now? For me, Grant being out meant that Randall had to go. I was planning on moving him on next weekend. It might be a little blessing in disguise, to be honest with you. He's probably only going to lose a little bit of money. All the guys I was looking at were probably going to make a bit of money, so I might have saved 50 or 60K this week. But you take the risk of those guys getting injured before round 13, especially a guy like Jazz that I think I'm going to move to. We know that Jazz is no stranger to getting suspended or injured, so touch wood, he gets through this week and he's able to line up in round 13 because they're really going to need him with all the middles that they're missing. Do you think SJ has passed it despite the odd moment of brilliance he shows, even though he's a New Zealand legend? Is he the wise blood, their new halves? No, I think SJ's still got a role to play there, mate. He hasn't played his best footy. I'm not going to hide away from that. I've been pretty disappointed with SJ over the last month or so, realistically. But I don't think he's done, mate. I think he's just going through a tough patch at the moment, as are the Warriors, realistically. I don't think it's fair to pin it all on SJ. There's no doubt he has been disappointing, for sure. And I think we probably are a bit heavier on SJ because we look around the league at the other, you know, older halfbacks, Adam Reynolds, Chad Townsend, these sort of guys. As much as SJ isn't as old as those guys, I don't think he is anyway. Yeah, it sort of makes it tough for SJ. So, yeah, look, he's not playing well. Don't get me wrong, he's been pretty disappointing, but I still think he has got more to offer for the New Zealand Warriors. Cowboys for a possible upset. Potentially, mate, really looking forward to this one, Ryle. I'm actually going to commentate this one on Hijacked. It's a new app that's just come out where instead of listening to the commentators on the TV, you can go into the app and you can listen to anyone that is commentating at the time just off their phone or off their podcast equipment like I'll be doing. So if you'd like to come and join me for that, I'll put up some advertisements on the podcast and on the page as well. But the Cowboys-Panthers game, Friday 6 p.m, I'll be commentating that one, doing a bit of a analysis, obviously, but also sort of a Supercoach perspective with the commentary. So feel free to come and join me over there. Traded in Felt and Taumalolo before the last game where they both got injured. Spewing, yeah, that sucks, bro. Although trading in Felt was a bit rogue, let's be honest here. Do you think the Dolphins will go for many players from Super League? If so, any ideas? I don't have as good a grasp of Super League as other guys that do content, to be honest with you, mate. So I'll never pretend to know something that I don't. So Super League, probably not my cup of tea, to be honest with you. Don't watch enough of it to probably answer that realistically. Lavishko, good to see you on. Do we see Jared Croker in the NRL again? I hope so, but it doesn't look good, does it? I mean, he has got a player option for next season, but Croker, his body's been through a lot over the last 2 years or so. So hopefully we do see him back. I think he's stuck on, I want to say, 294 NRL games. So I want to see him get to that magic 300, but rugby league, it doesn't care for your records and all that sort of stuff, unfortunately. It's a cruel game sometimes. Does Gus Crichton play Origin? I think he does, mate. I think he will definitely be there. I said it at the start of the season, I'll say it again, the Bunnies will not make the top eight. Fair shout, mate. Most underrated player in the comp at the moment. Most underrated player. Tough. A lot of the guys that I thought were really underrated at the start of the season are starting to get the raps that they deserve now. Reuben Cotter's one in particular. I've always been a huge fan of Reuben Cotter. I'll tell you one that I never think gets the applaudance that he should is Connor Tracy from the Cronulla Sharks. I think he's such a solid player. He was a game-managing halfback a couple of years ago. He went through about three ACLs. He's popped up at the Sharkies. He could be their best center, winger, fullback, 5'8", depending on which jersey you throw him. So I'll say Connor Tracy, mate. He hasn't played a heap of footy this year, but he has been very impressive in the moments that he has played. I think Tuilagi at the Cowboys, he's getting some recognition, but I think he deserves more, as does Peter Hicko. He's playing incredible footy at the moment. How impressive has Suwali and Cobbo been over the last few weeks? Yeah, Fraz, I've been really impressed with them, mate. Cobbo especially, he's just gone to another level. Suwali, he probably hasn't had the highlights of Cobbo, but the physicality, which he showed last year, realistically, I think people build up what they were going to see from him last year, and when he came in and there wasn't tries left, right, and centre, they sort of wrote him off, which we said at the time is fucking ridiculous. This kid is so ready not only to play first grade but to be an active member in first grade and have an impact on games. You saw that on the weekend against the Penny Panthers. He scored some really incredible tries so far this year and come up with some big defensive plays too. So love what Suwali's doing, and Cobbo's been unreal. How do you think Dave Fifita will go this week against the Broncos? Yeah, it'll be interesting, mate. I'm hearing that Fifita will play. He's obviously playing for a State of Origin jersey as well. So interesting to see what we get out of Fifita. He's not going to be match fit. He's going to have this one shot to prove to Billy Slater he should be in that team, which personally, I don't think he's going to be in as it stands right now. So there will be fireworks against his former club. I'm not backing him in for a try or anything, to be honest with you, though, mate. Should Millett, who the hell is Millett, replace Trindle on the bench? I assume you mean the fullback from the weekend, mate. Yeah, it might not be a bad shout. Trindle hasn't been playing his best footy off the bench, let's be perfectly honest here, so I wouldn't mind seeing that move. Love you, Guru. Thanks, Matt Turner. Appreciate it. Miller. Sorry, bro. I missed that. Yeah, Miller. Same thing. Yeah, maybe, but I don't know. I don't know how many positions he can play realistically, but he played so well last week, it'd probably be a fair shout. Sharks versus Roosters, Kangaroo. I got the Sharkies winning this one. Scumbag, Morgo. It's Sharkies for me in this one. People have slept on Paddy Carrigan. I agree with that. People have slept on Paddy Carrigan, Webster. Good shout. Seve out, Warbrick in for Storm. Few people have asked this now. I don't think he is. I'm pretty sure Warbrick was just cut from the Melbourne Storm lineup. I will double check that for you. He's been carrying a rib injury the last few weeks, apparently, too. So he trained with a bib on this week, which I noticed. So I don't think you will see him in there. Marion Seve still in the centres. And on the extend, you got Tommy Iserhuth and Jaden Nikorima. So no, you will not see Warbrick this week. But I think over the next few weeks, you will. Love you, Guru. Thanks, you will. Appreciate that. Best halfback in the league at the moment, in your opinion? It's still Nathan Cleary. He still is the best seven in this competition. I think over the last month, probably the most informed seven would be probably Adam Reynolds or Mitch Moses. DCE's been, probably hasn't been as good as those guys, actually. But Nathan Cleary, he is still the best seven in this competition. You would have to put Chad up there on form as well. What are your thoughts on Sasagi to take the 14? Don't mind it, mate. I don't think Phoenix Crossan is really doing much of a job there, to be honest with you. So Sasagi, I saw him playing New South Wales Cup. Fuck, it was probably a month or so ago now. He's playing in the 13 jersey, and I thought he was pretty impressive there. So he's a guy that can cover a heap of roles. I don't think it'll be a bad shout for Newcastle. Thoughts on Madison? Huge fan. Wouldn't be surprised to see Freddie name him in his blue side, as unlikely as it seems. I think he's playing well enough to play. It's why I haven't brought him in Supercoach Classic yet. I'm a bit rattled that he will get picked, and I'll spend a lot of money to not have him in 13. Herbie is long-term fullback at Brisbane. Potentially, mate, I want to see him play there first. We know he's got the running game. It's the passing game that I'm a little bit worried about. So hopefully Herbie gets an opportunity. But, I mean, their fullback went down 6 weeks ago. They didn't play him there. So I think Brisbane know that if they play Herbie there, whilst he might not be a complete fullback, they've seen what he can do at centre, and I think he will be pretty damaging, and it probably would have boosted his value and got a lot of teams very interested in him. What's the next footy game you'll be going to? Don't go to a heap of footy games, to be honest with you. If I do, it'll be one in Sydney. I'll definitely go to the grand final, go to that each year. I think I'll be with Kempe. Actually, I'll be with Kempe at State of Origin 1, I believe. If that's a Sydney game, I think we'll be there. I think we'll be doing a live show before the game there. So, yeah, I'll be at State of Origin 1. So, looking forward to that one. Is it crazy how Broncos are fifth and Stags and Haas aren't even the big damaging games we all thought they needed to have? Yeah, I agree, mate. I said at the start of the season it comes down to those guys, essentially, and they've brained it. Thoughts on the Dragons fullback situation? What are your thoughts on the Sloan situation? Yeah, I understand. If what the mole is saying, which sometimes it can be hit and miss, if what the mole is saying, though, is true about Tyrell Sloan, it doesn't shock me in the slightest. I'd be pretty pissed off if I was Sloan. And this is what I spoke about in the preseason, that you got to back these guys in, you got to give them time, or you'll probably lose them, and it looks like they could lose Sloan now. Best signing so far this year, Hines, Reynolds, or someone else? Yeah, Hines and Reynolds. I would also have Chad Townsend in there. I think he's been sensational. Not on their level, but I think Josh King for the Melbourne Storm, he's been unreal as well. A number of great signings in the competition so far this year, but Hines, Reynolds, Chad, they'd probably have to be the best for me. I think the impact they've had has just been fucking insane. Is Madison a buy? No, I'm waiting to see if he gets picked for... Oh, man, he is a buy, but I'm waiting to see if he gets picked for Origin. If you're not too worried about missing him in round 13, potentially, then by all means, go for him. But I want to see if he gets picked in Origin first. Have a go at the baby blues on him. Thank you, mate. Reed Marnie in Queensland side this year? I don't think so. I don't think he'll be in that side. I think they'll go Harry Grant at 9. I think that's why he's been rested this week from the Melbourne Storm or pulled out. And then I think they'll go Benny Hunt in the 14 jersey. Are you worried about the Sharks' inconsistency? Yeah, to some extent. I will say this about the Sharkies, though. I expect them to be inconsistent because they haven't been this team for quite some time. I'm not expecting them to be consistent straight away, whereas I would expect Penrith, Melbourne, Parramatta, Roosters, these sort of teams to be pretty consistent as it is. They've been here the last few years. They've been doing this for a long time. The Sharkies, they're sort of still finding their feet, so I can understand them being inconsistent, along with the narrative of the flu went through there the other day. They've had injuries all over the place and stuff like that. So I am worried about their inconsistency, but I'll be more worried about how the Sharkies are going at the end of the season. Nathan Callender, who do you follow, Guru? Don't have a team, mate, believe it or not. Just love the game. Helps me not be biased. Where's Tricky Trindle? Not sure where the trickster's at. It's like saying, where's Wally? But I know that he's young bloke. One of my good mates, Tricky, is running his coffee van around South Sydney. Trickster the Barista, doing fantastic things. If you're in the South Sydney region and you need a barista for something, make sure you reach out to Trickster. He is absolutely flying at the moment. Thoughts on Barca and All-Star game. I assume that's a soccer, mate. I don't really follow it, to be honest with you. No idea. What have we got? Do the Cowboys have a real chance against the Panthers? I'm actually confident. Love your work, Guru. Thanks, Tom. Appreciate that. Yeah, I think they do, mate. As I said before, I'll be commentating this game on Hijack, so if you want to join me for that, instead of listening to the normal commentary, I'll be jumping on and doing that. I'll put up some advertisements during the week. But Hijack, if you go to your app store, H-Y-J-A-C-K, you can download the app there and you can listen to me commentate that game. Just mute your TV and you can tune in to me. I think it'll be a good time there. Mitch Moses to Knights to rejoin Joey. Thoughts? Yeah, I wouldn't mind it for Newcastle. I think it'd be a good little grab. Yeah, I mean, it'll be interesting to see if it happens. I personally think Mitch will stay at Parramatta, though. Who's winning the World Cup this year? I will go the Kangaroos, mate. I think they'll be too good, despite a couple of injuries like Turbo. Staggs in at centre for Origin, you reckon? Goosey won. Yes, mate, I would be picking Tony Staggs out. He'd be my right centre. Brock Hedo, he's on 15 assists in the first 11 rounds. What do you think so far, averaging like 20 assists this season or more? I assume that's the question about Mitch Moses from earlier. Fuck, there's a lot of questions to get through here. That was ages ago. Yeah, mate, I'd probably back Moses to finish on around about the 29 to 35 sort of mark then. He's having a cracking season and Parramatta are cruising at the moment. Is Brian Kelly an underrated center? I think he is, mate. Well, I've rated him for a very long time. We've spoken about it for ages. But yeah, Brian Kelly, I don't think he gets the attention he deserves. Thoughts on Titans? Very frustrating as a fan. They've gone backwards. This was always going to happen. I said this at the start of the preseason. You're backing in a young spine. You've got to stick with them. You've got to stick with your Gold Coast Titans. They will be better as the years go on. It's going to take time. No doubt about that. I couldn't believe how many people thought this was going to be an overnight success at the start of the year. People had them as a top four team, top eight team. They scraped into the top eight last year in the easiest season to ever make finals footy last year. They lost four more games than they won, and they let go of their most experienced player in their spine and are backing in rookies left, right, and centre. So this is what I expect from the Gold Coast Titans. I'm not shocked, but be patient with them. They will come good eventually. I've got no doubt about that. Rule for your footy card series, must pick starting 13 before the bench. I don't mind that, Stewie. We might try and apply that one day this week or next week. You must pick your starting 13 before the bench. Yeah, if you enjoy a bit of rugby league, I was going to say trivia, it's not really trivia, a bit of rugby league fun, go on my podcast. I get two packs of footy cards, open up both packs, 20 players altogether. You have to make a team, a squad of 20, 1 to 13, a bench, and then an extended bench of players that have represented that team. All different themes and everything. You really enjoy it on the podcast. Dewey at centre when he returns. Yeah, you'd have to think so, mate. I think Jacko and Brooksy are doing too much of a good job. They all come off contract, I think, November 1st. They can start to negotiate with other clubs. So it's going to be interesting. I don't think any of them want to play lock. I don't think any of them want to play hooker. And I don't think any of them want to play centre either. I don't think Dewey wants to be a centre. He sees himself as a six. So three don't go into two there. So it's going to be interesting times at the West Tigers over the next few months. Thoughts on Tuilagi and Holmes partnership in Origin. Love Val Holmes. I don't think Tuilagi will be there. I think, I would go for Corey Oates and Xavier Coates. But the closer we get to Origin, the more it looks like Selwyn Cobbo could be a serious threat to grab a jersey in that team. So it's going to be very interesting. I think Tuilagi's done very well so far this year. I've been very impressed with him, but I wouldn't be picking him just yet. Do you think Freddie will stick with his squad and have Graham and Crichton as centres given his loyalty policy? I think he as centres. Crichton, yes. Graham, Campbell Graham. I mean, there's no real loyalty to those guys. They haven't actually played State of Origin yet. They've been in the squad. There's no doubt about that. But I think he will go with Katoni Staggs, and I think he'll go Stephen Crichton, mate. What have we got? Back to Belmore to help the Dogs get another W this week. I'll take anything at this point. Guru, yeah. Good to see Canterbury returning to Belmore. Always a good game out there. Won't be going to it myself, but I know I've been to a number of games out there at Belmore. It's unreal. Love the Canterbury fans there. Thoughts on that, Butcher? Quality player. Missed a couple of tackles last week, which was disappointing, but he is a quality footballer, and he's going to do a really good job for the Chooks over the next 5 or 6 weeks until we see Victor Radley return. Hoping not, of course. If Teddy got injured, who would be your next up fullback? Love your content, mate. Thank you, Jordo. If Teddy was to get injured, that's a really good question. Who would be my next fullback that would come in? Obviously, Turbo injured now. Let's assume that Latrell's injured to make it interesting. Fuck. Yeah, I don't know. Do you start to look at a guy like Dylan Edwards? He's obviously got the combination with Nathan Cleary and with Jerome Luai. You know that he'd do a job for you. You know he'd be safe. There's probably more exciting fullbacks out there. You could go with Scotty Drinkwater. He could be an interesting little pod option there. But if you had an injury crisis at fullback, personally, I would turn to Dylan Edwards. And I think if you said to Nathan Cleary and Jerome Luai, who do you want? They know exactly who they'd go for. So, mate, probably Dylan Edwards, to be honest with you, because he'd just get a job done. If you had to go for an NRL team, who would it be? Couldn't say, mate. My missus is a South Sydney fan, so probably get pressured into that. But I don't go for South any more than I go for anyone else. So hard to say, mate. Don't really have a team. Ryan Madison, Smokey for Origin Guru. I think he is. I'm too worried about bringing him into my classic side because I want to see if he is named in Origin. First of all, I think he's a real Smokey. I personally think he should have played a couple of years ago. I think he's been so good for so long. Thoughts on B. Smith pod move. Don't mind it. He's looking a little bit slower this year to me, though, Brandon Smith. I think his body's the last few years has potentially caught up to him a little bit, but he will be playing hooker. Harry Grant already out tomorrow night, so he'll play big minutes there, and I think during the Origin series he'll play a heap of big minutes. So a good little pod play. I'm not going to do it myself. I know a lot of people won't, so he could be a gun pod play. We know what he's capable of doing. Savage or Kiraz is a cheapie, both play 13. Kiraz, mate, Savage, he could get dropped at any moment. We know that Ricky Stewart, as much as he likes him, I don't think he loves him, and I think he could drop him at any given moment. Guys, we've got about 5 minutes left. I'm going to scroll right down to the bottom of the comments. There's an absolute heap. Sorry, guys, if I didn't get to all these. Raiders to make the top eight. I probably don't think Nathan. I think they'll just miss. Good multi for the weekend. Fuck, I can give you a bad one if you want it. I'm having an absolute shocker the last few weeks. Tigers or Bunnies this week, Guru? You ever considered sports journalism? I will go the Tigers if Hastings plays. Sports journalism, not really, mate. I enjoy what I do here more than what I ever would doing sports journalism. How are numbers going for the Potties this year? Yeah, Cooper, they're doing really well, mate. Really happy with how it's all going. Yeah, it's a bit humbling, all the numbers and everything. It's unreal, though. How good's Fergo scoring 4 tries on debut? Missed the big fella. Yeah, I'd love to see Fergo retire in the NRL, but looks like it probably won't happen realistically, which is disappointing. But good to see the old backflip back. What have we got? Best player to get, 800K for NRL. Don't play NRL Fantasy, bro. Cannot help you in the slightest. Thoughts on Cowboys this year? Very impressive. Love what they're doing. They're a real team, which I absolutely love to see. They're not a team of superstars. They're just a solid 17 that all play their role, and it's really well done by Todd Payton. Shocking multis, yeah, I feel for you. Who's the man to get for Supercoach this week? It is Kiraz. Any merchandise gurus, thoughts about it? Love the content, mate. Yeah, we're going to have some merchandise coming over the next few months. We're actually about to change the branding and everything of Rugby League Guru, so stay tuned for that. Yeah, stay tuned. It's going to be pretty exciting. I think it's going to be pretty cool. Hey, from Canada, Guru. Hey, mate. Thank you for joining us. Olakau'atu for the Blues. I probably don't think so. Might be a little bit biased on my Supercoach draft team, though. Best player to get for 800K in Supercoach. I'd have to have a look at the list for 800K, and it depends on your position too, obviously. Nathan Cleary would be my automatic answer. Who's your fullback and halves for Supercoach? My classic team at the moment, fullback, I've got a random in there. I think it might be Selwyn Cobbo this week because I moved Nico Hines after halfback to get Blake Taff out of there. So I've got Cleary and I've got Hines, and then at the moment I've got Cobbo and Reece Walsh, but that'll all change after round 13. Hey, you reckon the Sharks can make the grand final? I think they can, mate. But yeah, it is going to be tough for them. I think Penrith will definitely be there, and I personally think Melbourne will be there too. Do you think the Manly try-saving tackle was a penalty? No, I don't. I think he fell into the tackle, but by the common standards in rugby league at the moment, it was a penalty. So for me, it wasn't, but it's fair that it is. Share your Supercoach team. Yeah, might go through my Supercoach Classic team tomorrow on the podcast if you guys would like to see my Classic team again, or I can post it up on the Instagram page as well. Send me a message after this, remind me, and I can chuck it up there and show you. Tigers to make the eight. No, I don't think they will, mate. I think they gave away too much at the start. Hookers to have in Supercoach at the moment, Harry Grant, and depends where you want to go. You can either go with a Damien Cook. I've got Jazz Tavega at the moment. Whether I hold on to him or not, I don't know. I might undo that trade, but I think I will keep him. I know you don't support a team, but if you had to, who would you support? I don't know, mate. I don't know. Were the Knights robbed last week? I thought Brisbane were the better team, but I thought Newcastle got very unlucky on a number of occasions, and if those moments would have gone their way, they were at crucial moments, so it could have been a completely different outcome to that game for Newcastle. But I did still think that the Broncos were the better team. Madden over Brooks for the future. Love your work, Guru. Thank you, Jazz. No, I think Brooks is playing really well at the moment. Assuming you're going to build that team around Jacko Hastings, he seems very comfortable next to Brooksy, so I probably wouldn't be fucking around with it.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Chucky's done for the year. Nah, not done, mate. Just going through a tough stretch. Cooper, hope the refs have a good one this week. So do I, mate. 99% of the time, they do a great job. You know, if you're not talking about referees, that means they're doing a great job. But if you're not talking about them, you're never going to compliment them. So, tough. What's your favourite jersey of all time? Oh, what a fucking cracker. Mate, I love that old that Pepsi jersey that Manly had in the mid-90s. I love the Canberra Raiders, like Video Easy, all those sort of jerseys. An old Balmain Tigers jersey that always hits hard. That's a good one. Roosters, the old City Ford. I like the old Rabbitohs when they first came back in. I think their sponsor was Alight when they first came back in. Maybe it was Arrival Live, one of those two, but I do like that jersey. Out of all the current teams' jerseys that I really like at the moment, I love some of the designs that the Sharkies have come up with. The New Zealand Warriors, theirs is absolute cracker at the moment too. So, good question. I like that one. Would you invest in Sullivan or Amone at the Dragons? If I had to pick one of them, I would go Amone, mate. May, Rookie of the Year. Yeah, I think he'll go very close, mate. Did he play? I think he only played one game last year, so he should be able to get it. Do you know any footy players personally? Yeah, they've come on the podcast and stuff, mate. So I've spoken to them. I wouldn't call any of them friends, but I've spoken to them all. They're all good guys. Favourite player in the NRL right now? Nico Hines, very hard to go past. Absolutely love watching him play at the moment. He's braining it. But my boy Ruben Cotter, he would have to be right up there as well. Been a big fan of him for a long time. Let's remind everyone, Guru, it was Cowboys top three, not bottom three. Our first predictions was a mix-up, nothing in it. Yeah, of course, Mitch. I'll back that, actually. I might steal that. Who's your favourite player, current and all-time? All-time would probably be Freddie at the moment. Love watching Nico Hines. Love watching Munster, Ruben Cotter. I think I just answered these questions. Cheers, Guru. Thanks, Jeffro. Hope you're well, bro. Cooper, hope you're doing well too, mate. 22 premiers are the bunker. All right, guys, that's about half an hour, so I'll do four or five more questions. Do you get passionate about the Blues in Origin, or do you just enjoy the spectacle? No, I do get passionate about the Blues, mate. That's the one spot where I can be biased. Hopefully, I'm pretty fair on the page. I've never had any Queenslanders complain that I'm biased or anything, but I am 100% a Blues fan, mate, so that's the one place where I definitely do have a team. Would never go for Queensland, those bastards. Thoughts on Flano to Sullivan trade? Don't think it'll happen. I think it's bullshit. Did you play footy? I did, Peter, just not very well. Adam Gara, 48, Peyton coach of the year. Yeah, I think he'd have to be, mate, right up there. Roasty, comeback of the year has to be the Guru haircut. Yeah, it's coming back slowly. Bolding at the top, though, for sure. Getting old, Roasty. On Turbo's current form, does he miss out in Origin? Yeah, you'd have to think so. New South Wales are all grubs. Matty Lodge, spotted playing Union. Yeah, a bit of a rogue one. I don't know what to read into it. Hey, don't call us bastards. Watch it, mate. Fair shout. Any more questions? Guys, send it through. Does Guru venture into the Mexican game, AFL? I don't, mate. I'd probably say I'm a Swannies fan because they're in Sydney, but no, I don't. I watched the grand final and that's it. What's your thoughts on the bunker? Too much involved or not enough? Too much involved for me. Perth Bears, yeah, mate, wouldn't mind it. Hopefully we can catch up over the next week or two to chuck a potty together. I'd love to see the Bears back in. I saw someone made like a Bears/Perth Reds jersey the other day, Western Australia Reds. I thought it was unreal. I've still got a Reds jersey that I got years ago, one of the old school ones. So I'd love to see them back in. Love the Bloke podcast so much. Keep on doing it. Thanks, Adam. I appreciate that, mate. Guru merch, yeah, we've got a rebrand coming soon, so stay tuned for that. Everything's going to look very different very soon, which will be cool, and I think you'll like some of the merch comes off the back of it. Thoughts on what the Tigers do with Dewey when he gets back? Centre, I think, mate, but I know that he doesn't he doesn't want to play centre, so it's going to be interesting. Grand final change from 8 p.m. to 4 p.m. What do you think? Don't mind it. I've always, you know, when I was really young, obviously we had the 4 p.m. grand final, but I've sort of become accustomed to the 8 p.m. I do hate it on grand final night, especially when it's in Sydney. When you go to the grand final, you leave, and it's a public holiday, so everything's fucking closed at midnight. So 4 p.m. would actually be cracker for that. Will you hit the 5-hour mark with Beak? I hope not. I don't know if I got a fiver in me and Michelle Pfeiffer. Do you think the Dogs should try and sign Sloan? I think a number of teams should be trying to get Sloan. I like the old Steelers jersey. Yeah, I agree, mate, the old Steelers jersey. Yeah, they're mad, eh? They're all red. Great. It's a cracking red, too. Titans to make the top four of the bottom eight. Top four of the bottom eight. Potentially, I've got them bottom four at the moment. Kangaroo, new name. No, Adam won't be adopting it, but it has definitely has got a run over the last few weeks. Thoughts on halves situation, Australian team. Who you got? Cleary, Munster. If Luai and him win another premiership this year, though, maybe we can have a conversation. Depends who Luai wants to play for. Hi, Guru from Bahrain. Bahrain, Jesus Christ. Matt Burton to stay with the Dogs next season. I really hope so, mate. I'm a little bit nervous about it, but I really hope so. Favourite team and player to watch. Don't have a favourite team. Best jersey, the bloke jersey. Yeah, the bloke jersey's unreal. I think Denon did a cracking job with those. He's got a few more similar things coming that I've seen that I think you guys are going to absolutely love. Not jerseys, but something similar along those lines. But I'll let Denon announce that for you guys over the next few months. But they look prime. I did see Nico Hines wearing one of them in a couple of photos. Everything looks good on Nico, but I think these look unreal. So you'll see them soon. What have we got? Selwyn Throbo. He's been killing it. Absolutely flying the last few weeks, Cobbo. Who do you support? Don't have a team, mate. No team for the Guru. Thoughts on Sully from the Dragons? Great question. I think he's bounced back sensationally this year. I think it's credit to Hook. As much as I disagree with a lot of shit he does, he's got the very best out of Sully. He's been very impressive so far this season. Favourite suburban ground, no biased. Mate, of all, I love going to Leichhardt. I always think that's a good day out. You know, the one that I really love is Shark Park. I love going to Shark Park. When the Sharkies are flying Sunday afternoon down there, it's a mad day down there at Cronulla. Roll down to one of the pubs down on the beach after. You're flying. It's a really good day out down there. Hey, Tukey, yeah, got a bit of Mark Tukey about me. Will the Warriors ever get it right? I hope so. I'd like to think one day they will. I'm sure they will eventually. They've got too much talent over there not to. But yeah, it's tough to watch at the moment. But it has been a pretty tough situation for them over the last few months, so I feel for the Warriors. How far can the Bronx go this year? I think they can maybe win finals week one, but I don't think they'll go any further than that. Have you been to Central Coast Stadium? It's sick. Yeah, I haven't been there for years. I went there when I was a kid. I haven't been there for a long time, though, to be perfectly honest with you, mate. Favourite Eels player to watch, past and present? Favourite Eels player past would be Brett Kenny. I just love... he's an absolute magician, Brett Kenny. I love watching those old tapes, the 80s grand finals. He's just so dominant. Incredible player, Brett Kenny. Present, I love watching Isaiah Papali'i. I love watching Mitch Moses, Dill Brown. I love watching Reid Marnie out of dummy half. I think he's got the best service in rugby league. He's incredible. But I'd probably say IPAP. I love Matto as well. I love a heap of the Parramatta guys. I think people think I hate Parramatta. I just want them to take that next step and win a premiership like they fucking should be. G'day, Guru. Hope you're well. Thoughts on Parramatta signing Jermaine Hopgood? Yeah, it's an interesting one, one that I didn't see coming. I saw on a Parramatta fan page, fans going ape shit, as Parramatta fans tend to do. I will remind you that 2 years ago when you signed a guy named Isaiah Papali'i, you would have said the same thing. Who the fuck is this guy? He's now the best forward in rugby league. So back your Parramatta Eels in, back your coach in, back your management in to get the very best out of him. Who are your Titans halves next year with Kieran Foran? It's tough, isn't it? I would probably hand the keys to Foz, but... what do you do with Brimson? What do you do with Sexton? And what do you do with Campbell? You can't fit five guys into four spots, so it's going to be very interesting. Who plays fullback for Rooster while Teddy in Origin? Will they give Manu a crack? Yeah, I think Manu will be the first choice fullback there during the Origin period, and I think he's going to absolutely kill it there. I'm hoping to get him into my Supercoach team, because if I don't, I'll probably be watching from behind the lounge. Joey Manu is scary. Big Joe off Hangawi worth a pot against Southside that's been really looking forwards. He's been really solid lately. Yeah, he has picked up a few attacking stats you need to remember, which I don't think he'll get every single week. Yeah, so I wouldn't be going Joe O. I think you're sort of playing with fire there. Does South need to go on the market for some more players to be a top eight team again? No, I just think they just need to get their full team on the park again. Chuck Luttrell in, Chuck Cam Murray back in, and I think they're a top eight side once again. Who's the Dragons halves for the State of Origin? Who's the Dragons? I don't know what you're asking me. Sorry, bro. Campbell or Brimo to the Dolphins? I think both would be sensational gets. It depends what they're going to do with Foz, I guess. What beard product do you use? Don't use a product, mate. Just shave it myself. I'm lucky that it just sort of sits that way. I'm losing hair up here, but it stays strong here. If Ponga is injured, who is Queensland fullback? Yeah, tough. They'll probably look in the direction of Val Holmes. He could be an option there. He'd probably be my pick. Maybe Cam Munster might be a good get on. You can maybe go Cam Munster at fullback. You go DCE at 7 and maybe Benny Hunt at 6. I wouldn't mind that. Grant's now out. Who's the backup hooker to get? It depends. You can either go with Randall, who plays limited minutes, or you can move to like a Jazz. That's probably what I'm going to do this week, mate. Nathan Cleary to South. You wish. He'll be going nowhere fast. I can't ever see him leaving Penrith, to be honest with you, depending on what happens with his old man, of course. We also wish Ivan all the very best. Been hobbling around the last few weeks. Found himself in a bit of curry. Cobo to make debut for Queensland? I don't think so. I wouldn't pick him just yet. But it sounds like Billy might. Billy himself was picked pretty young out on the wing for Queensland. Came up with that sensational chip over the top. I think it was 2004, maybe 05. I think it was 04, though. Billy Slater came up with that play. So he might pick him. It'll be interesting to see. Guys, I'm going to love you and leave you there. It's been about 40 minutes. This will be available on the Rugby League Guru podcast tomorrow morning. So if you missed any of the live, you can come and tune in there. Just a reminder, Friday, 6 p.m., Panthers Cowboys. I'll be commentating that one on the Hijack app, H-Y-J-A-C-K. Download it now. You can listen to myself commentate. I'll do my normal analysis that I would just in-game live reactions, and I'll do a bit of Supercoach as well live. So we can talk about that game. It's going to be a huge one. And also on the podcast, we dropped our New South Wales and Queensland sides yesterday. Beers and Breakevens on YouTube today. If you haven't tuned into that, go and have a look at that on YouTube. Subscribe, comment, like for me. I would really appreciate it. And if not, come and listen to it on the Rugby League Guru podcast. This whole live will be available tomorrow morning with the mic here on the Rugby League Guru podcast. Cheers, guys. Have a good one.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.